Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Visitors flying into Japan are being given the chance to travel light with a new trial allowing arrivals to rent clothes when they land. Passengers travelling with Japan Airlines will be able to skip checking in a suitcase and borrow outfits based on size, season and colour under the new Anywhere, Anywhere scheme, which began this week in July and will continue for at least 13 months. So, would you go on holidays without your own clothes? Well, to discuss this, we're joined on the line now by Pat Kane, who's sustainability strategist and founder of Reusey.ie. Welcome, Pat, to the programme this evening. What do you think of it?
Hi, Sarah. How are you? Thank you. I think it's fantastic. Sustainability, one of the many roles of sustainability, of course, is to foster innovation. And, you know, to see a big business like that thinking outside the box, you know, thinking outside the luggage, it's great. You know, it's a trial. We're going to see if it works. But it's great to see movements like those happening. You know, inertia is the worst thing that can happen when it comes to helping us all help the planet. So I welcome very much something like that. And I'd say it's quite fun as well to plan, you know, for your own rented outfit and experiment with, I suppose, different styles during your trip.
I suppose that really depends on the range of clothes that will be available, wouldn't it? Because you might just to see how fun it would be.
I suppose you're right. Yeah.
Or are you stuck in stuff that you just would never normally wear? But maybe then that's an adventure in and of itself. What sort of difference would it make, do you think, if people then like weren't, and you know, for a lot of people traveling to Japan, for example, would be a big long trip. So if they weren't packing a big suitcase, what difference would that make from a sustainability perspective?
I suppose, first of all, you're not, when you're back home, even before you hop on a plane, you know, you're not buying stuff, you know, you don't need, you know, how many people say someone is going skiing in Japan, like, you know, and sometimes, like, obviously, we don't go skiing every weekend. So why would you buy ski clothes if you don't need them? So to be able to rent something like that, one, it's so expensive, and two, you're not going to wear it often. It's fantastic. Also, you're packing lighter, and we know that, you know, the weight of airplanes and all of that, they're consuming more fuel. And you know, the impact obviously to our planet is more negative, I guess. So it's all, if you add those things together, you know, it's all very positive.
You'll have to convince me, Pat, I think, a little bit more.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to rent clothes that have been worn by a hairier and sweatier geezer than myself. convince me here.
Hair, like nothing like a good dry cleaners or a good, you know, wash won't clean. Like, I am a huge fan of secondhand clothing. You know, I would be very fond of your charity shops and, you know, vintage shops. And I'm always joking, you know, break the awkwardness. If you feel like there is like dead person's vibes or, you know, hairy man's vibes, just throw in the dry cleaners and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, there's something about this though. And there's the secondhand stuff I have bought myself previously and I've no problem with that. It's the rented stuff that can be worn again and again and again by different people. Loads of different, I don't know. And isn't it cheaper just to bring your own?
Well, it depends. As I was saying, you know, if you're buying ski gear, that can be quite expensive, right? Like the packages with JAL, the airline, they're starting at $27 for a two-day wardrobe, if I'm not mistaken. So that's quite cheap, you know, if it's for something, again, you're not going to wear often. And what I understand from the whole program so far, from what they released, is that the clothes they are offering, they are clothes that they're basically like excess stock, or else they're pre-loved options. And I'm sure, like, if something is falling apart, they're not going to rent that. So I'm sure they're going to have some standards to keep clothes, you know, going and looking good and
nobody
feeling like, oh, this is a bit awkward, yeah?
Okay. Wait, look, I mean, as you say, it's this sort of thinking outside the box that we need, really,
that's
you know,
it.
If we're going to get ourselves out of the mess that we found ourselves in. Pat, very good to speak to you and thank you very much for joining us. That's Pat Kane, sustainability strategist and founder of Reusey.ie. You can let me know what you think to 50551. Would you go somewhere and rent the clothes?